This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
And before we start all that, bit of a news roundup coming up, but Joe Redstone's popped in, as promised. He's going to talk to us all about soup. And I know you've been champing at the bit out there wondering, what on earth is this about? Joe, welcome.
Welcome. Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. So tell us all about soup.
Tell you all about soup. Crikey. Yes. Okay. Soup is an event that started in Detroit in the United States, and it's a community crowdfunding program. What we do is we hold an event and we invite four local organizations to come and talk to us. We also invite an audience along, and the audience make a donation on the door. We suggest £4, but people can give more or less if they want. There's no rules about how much you give. You'll listen to a presentation from each of the local organizations, and then we eat soup, hence the name. Mm-hmm. And while we're eating soup, we have a chat amongst ourselves about the four projects, and people vote for whichever one they think is their favourite, and the organisation that gets the most votes goes home with all the money raised on the door, and that's soup.
Fantastic. Well, that's a concise explanation.
Thanks.
Well, I've got nothing left to ask you now. Yeah. So it all started in Detroit.
Yeah.
So why you? Why now? Why have you brought it to the Isle of Wight?
Right. Well, I stumbled across the soup project on a sort of, you know, YouTube spiral that I think we all get into occasionally. Yeah. And obviously, a city like Detroit has got, you know, very serious problems, much bigger problems than we've got here on the island. But the concept I thought was great, and the people in Detroit are very keen for the soup idea to spread. So it's actually there's loads of them in the States, and we're one of about a dozen that take place in the UK now, and you know they're all across Europe and things as well. So they just want the idea to spread as much as possible. I stumbled across it. I mentioned the idea to a couple of friends of mine, and they sort of agreed that they thought it was a good idea. And yeah, here we are 6 months later. We've done one event already, and another one, as I say, coming up next week.
Yeah. And so how did the first one go? Was it, because it's a new concept,
right?
How did it go down, do you think?
It went down really, really well. Firstly, we got incredibly lucky because someone suggested to me to go and speak to Heath at Aspire in Ryde. They're doing a lot of great things over at Aspire, and I walked in and thinking I was being quite clever, sort of said to Heath, you know, what do you know about soup, thinking that was a clever question to ask. And he sort of looked at me and he said Detroit, and I was like, oh, okay, steal my thunder, why don't you. But Heath already knew about soup, he'd heard about it from other places, and so just thought it was a great idea, and he's been really, really supportive. Aspire provide us with a venue and all the soup as well, which they provide free of charge. We just have to bring some people along and find some people to talk.
Okay, so with that in mind, have you got the people, the groups that are going to be pitching already, or is there an opening for any groups out there to approach you?
Well, we actually have our four groups for next week, and the four that we've got speaking at Aspire, it's a week tomorrow, so that's the 29th of November. We've got the Historic Ryde Society, a local dance school called Dance Vibes, the Isle of Wight Bat Hospital coming along and doing a presentation, and also a charity called the Rainbow Club who work with children with learning difficulties.
Oh, okay. And are they all local to Ryde?
They're sort of based in and around Ryde. That's not the only rule that we have, is that if you win, the money has to be spent on the Isle of Wight. But there's no rules about you know, the place, about where the organisations come from. Yeah. It just seems, you know, with the event being in Ryde, it seems more appropriate to kind of have organisations that are around that area. But we will, next year, we will be looking for other people. Have an event at the Key Arts on Wednesday, the 8th of March next year. And so we'd love to hear from people who would like to take part there. And then there will be other events, dates to be confirmed at this point, but there'll be another one at Aspire at some point next year. And we're also looking for a third venue as well. We'd really love to do one maybe over the other side of the island, you know, West White somewhere. That'd be amazing if we could do that as well.
Okay.
So yeah, we'd love to hear from people.
Okay, so you were much encouraged by the first one. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it again, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't make too many long-term plans until we got the first one out of the way and worked out whether it was a success or not. And it was. You know, we had three organisations come along. We had it was just under 50 people turned up who donated just under £200 between them, and so Ride Skate Park went home with just under £200 to help smarten the skate park up a little bit. They basically wanted some paint so that they could repaint it and make it look a bit smarter for the summer. Yeah. So yeah, that was great to be able to, you know, be a little part of helping them out with that.
So it works really because you know, people aren't going to be coming along asking for silly money to do big things, because it's not that sort of an event, is it? The most that you're going to raise on the night will be about 200-250.
Yes,
so small local projects.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're not going to be raising thousands and thousands of pounds. So if people have got huge projects, we probably can't help you. Mm. But there's no rules about who can apply. You know, it can be local businesses. It could be, you know, a single mum who needs some money for some nappies or something like that.
Right. It doesn't have to be an organised group.
No. We've tended to approach organised groups because at the moment, you know, we're just starting out, and they tend to have, you know, sort of people who have done fundraising and things like that, so who are kind of into it. But as we go on and as we progress, I'd love to be hearing from, you know, perhaps people who are trying to get a business off the ground and can do with a little bit of funding to help out with that, or maybe local bands who are looking for funding to record their first album or something along those lines. Okay. Anything like that.
That's interesting. Mm. Yeah. Okay. And presumably the people who come, just trying to think of, I mean, I was there at the first one, but what do you think's the attraction of it to people? What sort of person is going to want to come along? Because it isn't just sitting there listening, is it? There's a good atmosphere. Plus you get soup, of course.
Yeah.
But I seem to remember last time you also had some entertainment, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a night out as well?
It very definitely is a night out, yeah. I mean, for your donation, and as I say, you can donate whatever you like, you know, you get to help out. You get to hopefully meet a few new people. As you say, we do provide some entertainment. Next week, we are delighted that Angelina Grimshaw will be coming along and doing a few songs for us. Angelina, I think, has been in here fairly recently, actually.
Yeah.
But Angelina has recorded a solo album. A lot of people will probably know her from her work with her brother. JC and Angelina play, you know, the Bargemans and Spyglass and places like that. Angelina's recorded a solo album that's been picked up by a record company, and the official release of her album isn't until December, but she's coming along and playing a few tracks for us. So it will also be an opportunity for any fans of Angelina to get their hands on her new album before it's officially released.
Whoa.
So there's as well as the soup and the entertainment, one of the things that we also think is quite important with soup, we have a resources board, which is a way for people to network and connect with other people in the community, and again, that could be anything. You know, if you're an organization who's looking for, you know, you need some volunteers to help out with something, last time we had a local charity, the Wave Project. They found a couple of volunteers at our event. We also had the Isle of Wight Beach Cleaners gave us some leaflets, which we dished out and things like that. So, you know, it's not just about the four people who are pitching, and for the four people who are pitching, it's not just about the money for them either. You know, I hope they won't mind me saying this, but the Historic Ride Society, when I approached them, you know, obviously they'll be coming along and pitching and hoping to sort of win the money, but I think they were more interested in it as a networking event for them to be able to spread the word a little bit about what they do and possibly find a couple of people to come and volunteer and help them out, you know, with time rather than money. So there's a whole lot of other things that go on as well as just, you know, the money that's involved.
Yeah, well, it's clearly a formula that works, isn't it? Pretty much tried and tested. And is what's happening on the island exactly the same as what first happened in Detroit, or has the concept changed over the months and years?
It's the basic principle is exactly the same, which is the idea that people come along, they make a small donation, and they vote for something that they think is going to make a difference to their local area. But Detroit, for instance, you know, they do things a little bit differently. When they hold their events, they try and find a new venue every single time, and they try and do them in sort of rundown shops and things like that. So part of it is that they also smarten the place up and things. But as I say, you know, I think in the UK we've got sort of slightly different rules about things like that as much as anything else. But you know, the ones in the UK tend to be based in one particular event, in one particular venue, rather than moving around all the time. So we're sort of following that model rather than the original one.
Yeah.
But the principles are the same.
Okay, that's brilliant. And can you put into words, you're on air, so you're going to have to now. A really nasty question. But can you, no pressure, Joe, but can you put into words why it is that you personally want to do this? Because it doesn't just happen by the click of the fingers. You're going to have to put a lot of work in. So what is it that motivates you to do it?
Right. Well, I mean, the first thing is it's not just me. It's me. I'm the voice, but there's several other people who are involved who are doing a lot of work as well. And you know, it's obviously thanks to those guys. But I think what it boils down to for me is something that I read online about Soup, which was on the Detroit page, and they said this makes more of a difference than sharing a link does on Facebook. And you know, I think it's something that people, a lot of the people that I speak to, feel like they want to make a contribution in some way, and they're a little bit unsure about exactly how to do it. And this is a really simple way for people to give a couple of hours of their time, a few pounds of their money, and come along and hopefully make a difference to, you know, to the island, to our local community.
Yeah, fantastic. That's perfectly put.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. So, Joe, just the final shameless plug for your event.
The final shameless plug. So we're at Aspire, which is on Dover Street in Ryde. It's a week tomorrow, so that's Tuesday the 29th of November. We'll be starting at 6 o'clock, so just get yourself along there around about 6 o'clock. We'll sort of start it off around then, and the whole thing takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours tops, something like that. And then shameless plug for next year, Wednesday the 8th of March at the Key Arts. And as I mentioned earlier, we'd love to hear from people who'd like to be involved at the Key. You can get in touch with us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/IOWsoup, or you can email me at IOWsoup@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Beautifully done. Well, just before you came on, it was David Bowie.
Right.
And coming up next is Craig David. So you're in pretty good company this afternoon, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm impressed. I like it.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Joe.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kevin. www.vectisradio.com